Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Barcelona-born, New York City-based jazz guitarist and composer Oscar Peñas. He opened up about his life and music so far, COVID life, new shows, and his latest 2022 CD called Alma Draba. He arranged and composed this for an eight-piece ensemble. In 2007, after completing his musical education at the New England Conservatory of Music, he moved to New York City. As a child, he was inspired by his ongoing family's tradition of singing and playing music during their car trips. He has a great story. Enjoy.
Thanks for taking a minute out, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, before we get into your brand new CD, I want to know, you know, COVID kind of turned everything upside down for everyone, but in particular for musicians, it's been very trying. How did you make it through these last 2 years?
Well, in fact, that's let me tell you that this time we didn't print CDs, so we just like made like LPs because this format is back. We just like did it on a digital version and then the all vinyl format. But anyway, those last 2 years were like a little bit rough, like for like everybody. But we made it, and we saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and then like live music is back. And I wanted to release this album a little bit earlier, but like everything got a little bit procrastinated. But yeah, we are back to performances, and I took the advantage of like having like time to myself to practice a little bit and to write new music. And in fact, I went already to the studio to record what's going to be my next album. So it was not that bad.
Alma Draba is the brand new album, and I'm thinking at this particular time for musicians to release music, since we're on the back end, they've officially said the pandemic is over, live shows are picking up, it has to be a wave of relief to have this going on right now.
Well, the thing is like that when I first recorded the album, then like 3 months after the recording, we did like a presentation at the Brooklyn Academy of Music and then here at City College. And that didn't give me enough time to press the album because I wanted to make an LP, right? So, but anyway, and then like the pandemic happens. So we don't have an official album release concert yet, but eventually it will happen. Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about your beginnings. You know, how did jazz become your passion? You're from Barcelona, Spain. So talk to me a little bit about how all this began for you.
Yes. Well, I first started like a strumming course, like pretty much everyone else that starts on the guitar, like a little bit like a self-taught, like friends, an informal teacher showed me like a few like chord positions and how to strum and how to get along in like folk songs, like in like this kind of Boy Scout camping and things like that. And then I got a bit more serious and started to take classical guitar lessons and solfège and all that. But that path didn't go that far for me. When I was about like 17, like ending my high school days, I realized that I was getting bored like of like practicing and playing by myself. And then I enrolled into a jazz music school in Barcelona called Taller de Music, and I discovered the wonderful world of jazz and improvisation. And I didn't know who Joe Pass or Wes Montgomery or Wayne Shorter was at the time, and I discovered them when I was 17. And then like I started exploring that music and getting more and more serious, and then that eventually led me to come to the United States, to Berkeley, study at Berkeley with great teachers, including Nick Goodrich, Luciana Sosa, John Damian, etc. So then I went back home, spent like 5 years teaching and producing my first two albums, and then I came back to the States to do my master's. And then I stayed for good since 2005. I've been living permanently in the United States, first in Boston and then in New York. Yeah, but yeah, it all started when I was like about like 17 or something like that.
What was the first live jazz show you saw that really blew you away, that made you think that this is something that you might want to do with your life?
When I was like in my early teens, I saw this pianist, it was a blind pianist from Spain called Tete Montoliu. He passed away 25 years ago already. He was one of the few international jazz musicians that we had at the time. And I saw him in trio several occasions. Well, that was really something. It's like witnessing, I don't know, Bud Powell meets Bill Evans or something like that. It was very shocking, yeah, for sure.
So did you always have a dream of coming to America? Was that always something that you hoped would happen?
Not really. One thing led to another. And of course, like, there's this myth about coming to New York and like, you know, that the Berklee College of Music has a big reputation all over the world. But it was not something that I was like pursuing. It was something that naturally unfold like the events of life. And yeah, but it was not like, but I have many friends that they are like professional musicians that they stay there in my hometown and they are doing great, but they didn't come, or at least they didn't stay when they came.
What's your goal for each successive album? Do you like to, you know, kind of explore new sounds and evolve, or is it a snapshot in time? How do you approach each new album?
Well, it depends. That last album that we're releasing, it's the most ambitious work that I've embarked on, because like it kind of blends the two genres that I'm more interested in, which are jazz, of course, and improvisation, and classical music, which is where I depart from. I depart from classical guitar. I've listened to lots of string quartets, so I wanted to do something beyond the lead sheet format, because I usually go like I write like melodies and chord changes, and then there's no much rehearsal. We just like go to the studio or like to the gig with a lead sheet with like a little rehearsal, but not much. This time I wanted to write something that was through composed, and like all the strings were arranged and the strings are interacting with a jazz quartet. They're not like that, this supportive harmonic pillow or mattress of like many albums like that. It's not an album like the Oscar Peña's with strings, or no, it's like, it's more like interactive composition where like the string quartet is also a very in front instrument. So that was the story about this album. Otherwise, like it depends. It's like that I play with like local musicians here and in Spain, and like that I try to have a individual voice. That's a working process that's gonna be the main goal of my existence, musical existence. And I think that it's good that it's a working process, and I'm never satisfied with my voice, but I try to do something that it is me. I mean, like, it wouldn't make sense if I was trying to emulate Wes Montgomery or Pat Metheny or whomever. That doesn't mean that I don't love them. Of course I love them, and maybe there's in some song and some passages there's involuntarily, how do you say that, like I may have that sound in mind, or it may appear in one way or another. But I try to express who I am and where I'm from and all that. I was not born or raised here, so that's where I am. Yeah, and my music is, I'm trying to do that.
So everyone has a perception of you, your family, your friends, your fans, your students, but ultimately you're the one that's living your life. Who do you think you are?
I don't know. I'm this this guy born in Barcelona that, like, I was kind of like hesitant about like being a musician, and then I realized, well, that's what I love, that's my passion, I want to do that, and I'm trying to, I love Argentinian music, I love Brazilian music, I love flamenco, I like pop music, I like jazz, of course, classical music, and I'm trying to do my own thing. And part of the, all those genres that I mentioned, they may be present in my music, but I try just like to get better every day, like and get a sound and get and try to. I conceive music as an entertainment form, so I try to explain stories, and I try to like that, like the widen my audience. I don't do music for musicians only. And so I like to be approachable. I think like that if I'm able to write music that like people can whistle to or can hum or can remember, that's and can enjoy, that's my purpose.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oscar, thank you for taking a minute out. Good luck with the album and the return to the stage. It was great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Spain, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Oscar for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit neonjazz at youtube.com. And for all things Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. And for all things Joe Domino, joedomino.com. And there you can contribute via Patreon or PayPal. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.